cuddle parties we've addressed. These are parties, especially in New York, where you can sign up and show up and be in, like, pajamas and just hug people.
Yeah. And also known as fondling.
Yeah.
That's my party.
It's not supposed to be sexual. It's just human touch. But we are thoroughly creeped out.
The cuddle party of 2016 is going to emerge with the fondle fest of 2017. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Physically, verbally, psychically, emotionally.
Yeah.
So this is our year in review.
Yes, this is 2016, a year in review.
Yes.
And as we all have experienced on one level or another, this year has been a serious, I mean, bitch is not the, it's not strong enough.
A bag of dicks, like a sack full of dicks.
It's been the apocalypse.
Yeah.
The four horsemen have come by.
Yeah.
To let you know.
At least one horseman is going to be in the White House.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think people are excited to put this year to rest.
Yes.
I'm a little bit nervous about how New Year's is going to go because I think people are going to let loose.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're
right. I think it's going to be December 30th is going to, people are going to start the party.
Yeah.
And it's not going to end until like the first week of January.
Yeah.
Like, and it's going to roll on.
Nobody's going to care.
No one's going to care.
So globally, this has been a year of destruction.
Yes.
And change, like very hard. Tough changes.
Yeah.
And then personally, too,
mm-hmm.
everybody that I've talked to, or most people that I've talked to, have experienced a tumultuous year personally,
yes.
right?
It's been a very tumultuous year for most people. I feel like we should, I don't know, I can't speak to other countries, but I feel like America should stop now. We should start our holiday now.
Yeah.
We should start celebrating the new year now.
Yeah.
Like as soon as humanly possible and just forget about 2016. And, you know, try to ease ourselves gently
yes.
into 2017. So I first wanted to say one of the saddest things of this year, ironic, is that this year was supposed to be the year of international global understanding.
Was it? And we dissolve into laughter.
Yes. It did not happen. So it was, I think this is an initiative either directly from the UN or like UN adjacent, the International Year of Global Understanding, the IYGU.
IYGU. Yeah.
And it was supposed to connect local action, global changes. We're supposed to be talking about sustainability. We're supposed to be looking at how different cultures can take paths towards sustainability, how we inhabit the globalized world, how do we transform nature, how to have relationships, how to get along. We did none of this shit.
Yeah.
We blew right by this. It's almost as if this didn't happen. It was an international global year of misunderstanding and fakakta.
Yeah.
And I hope I use fakakta properly. I'm not sure what part of speech it is.
It is.
Is an adjective fakakta?
It is an adjective.
Okay. It's Italian, right?
Fakakta.
Fakakta.
It's Yiddish, right?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know if it was Italian or Yiddish.
Either
I don't
one.
Know because I'm a New Yorker.
One. Yeah.
It's all the same.
It's just all blends into one here in New York.
All right. So let's talk about January. What happened in January?
The biggest thing about 2016 that kept coming up over and over are the deaths.
Yes.
Of our most talented people.
Yes.
Our most beloved people.
Yes.
Each one of them are checking out.
I think they're just done.
Yeah.
They're going back to their planets. I know David Bowie probably went back to his planet. Prince probably went back to the same planet.
Mm-hmm. Prince and David Bowie are from the same planet, and they graced us with their presence.
And they're gone now.
I have my whole list of people that have passed.
That kicked it. All right.
And well, Natalie Cole technically died New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's right.
But she, it's counted for 2016.
We put it in 2016. It's a crossover. Death.
We got Pat Harrington from One Day at a Time, Schneider.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I have Alan Rickman.
Oh,
in
yeah.
January. And he was, what did he die? Was it cancer as well?
I think so.
He was born in 1946. He wasn't even that old.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Abe Vigoda. He was old.
He was old.
But I loved fish.
Yes.
But you probably know him better from The Godfather.
Everybody knows him. Of course I know him from The Godfather. I used to watch Barney Miller, and I know him from that. But yes,
and Fish. He had his own show for a minute, Fish, where he was just depressed and self-deprecating.
Yeah.
What was it? Phil Fishman, I think, wasn't
he? Glenn Frey from The Eagles died.
Yeah. What happened to him?
Nobody knows.
Cancer, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Jimmy Bain, former Dio and Rainbow bassist, die.
Wow. I'm just remembering all these now.
Yeah. God, there's a ton. There's a list. I'm just... Dan Haggerty from Grizzly Adams.
Really?
Yeah.
The David Bowie one I remember because we were driving around, we were abroad, and we kept hearing the music on the radio, which is fine. You hear David Bowie wherever you go in the world. It's kind of like Barry White. Everybody loves it. But they kept playing older and older stuff, and then I was like, wait a minute. Why are they playing this like it's a retrospective? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, he's probably dead.
Yeah. Then Renee, the husband of Celine Dion, died.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So then we got a lot of Celine Dion music.
Yeah, which is weird.
Yes. who else here? Big Ange from Mob Wives died. She had a battle with lung cancer, throat, brain, and lung cancer.
Jeez. Those are like the fast-moving cancers.
Yeah, Harper Lee, Pulitzer Prize-winning author of To Kill a Mockingbird,
and then also didn't a book of hers come out as well?
Her second book in her life. She was 89 years old, and she only had To Kill a Mockingbird, and then she came out with number two, and then... kicked it.
I guess all you need, if you write something like To Kill a Mockingbird, you can just drop Mike. You know, like, you don't really need to do anything else.
Lenny Baker, the voice of Sha Na Na's doo-wop hit, aww, Blue Moon.
I love Sha Na Na. Yeah. I was a Bowser fan.
Let's see. Vanity.
Yeah.
From the 80s.
Vanity.
She was the 80s singer, actress, and Prince protege.
Yep.
She was 57.
Wow. People checking out so early.
Maurice White, the founding member of disco funk group Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
George Martin, the fifth Beatle.
Yes. Why is he called the fifth Beatle?
Because the Beatle nobody knew about. He was best known as a producer for the Beatles. And he
died. Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, I've never seen a picture of five Beatles together.
No, you never.
So either I'm just been living in a cave my entire life. Yeah. A selective sight.
Frank Sinatra Jr.
Okay.
Yeah. Who else?
Oh, Fife Dog. I see you have that on there from Tribe Called Quest. Yes. I remember that. That was very sad.
Fife Dog from Tribe Called
also
Quest.
Also young.
Yes, he was only 45.
Mm-hmm.
Of diabetes.
Yeah.
Yes. Gary Shandling.
I know. I was really shocked by that. I hadn't thought about Gary Shandling in such a long time. And then the next time that, you know, the next thing I heard about him, he passed away. Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was in a comedy group and I opened for one of his acts.
Are you serious?
Once. Yeah.
Did he say anything to you?
Yeah. I went up to him and
he was like, move aside.
He was,
you're my light.
Off the stage. Stop stinking up the stage with what you're,
with your quote unquote improv.
Yeah. He was the headlining act at this festival, and my group opened up for him.
Was this in Aspen?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was in Aspen, and my sister was a big fan of his.
Okay.
And she loved his show.
Gary Shandling show.
Yeah, she would dance around to the theme and watch the show, and she loved it. And so I wanted to get her an autograph.
Okay.
From him. This is great.
As you're walking by him on the stage.
Yeah, right.
Quick, grab the Sharpie.
Yeah.
Walk and talk with
and
me.
And it also happened to be her birthday. So I thought, oh, this is great. I actually got it on her birthday.
Oh, that's
this
awesome.
Is special to me. And so I asked him for the autograph, and he obliged. And the stage manager came over like, what are you doing?
He's got to get on.
He's got to get
on. He's like, I have time for this.
Yes. And he's like, it's for my sister. She's a fan of your show. She dances to your theme show music.
And he's like, all right, what do you want me to write?
He goes, that's sweet. That's sad, but sweet. Here you are.
I loved that show because it was so meta.
Yeah. He was good. He was very nice to let us open for him. And other people did not let us open, even though we were scheduled, because they bring their own opening acts and don't tell anybody. So we all show up to be the opening act. Howie Mandel, not naming names.
Yes. I'm not looking at you, Howie Mandel.
No. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, so... Gary Shandling, rest in peace.
Yeah. All of these people, rest in peace.
Yes. Patty Duke.
Oh.
Miracle worker. That's her. She was very much well known for.
And also, wasn't she kind of outspoken about mental health issues as well,
yeah.
I think?
Yeah, she was bipolar.
Okay.
And right. She was one of the first ones to be.
To come out and talk about it.
Yes. Yes. God, there's so many. James Noble.
Really?
Who was on Benson.
I'm just finding these out now. I found out Ron Glass just passed away, too.
Oh.
From Barney Miller as well.
Yeah. Ken Howard from White Shadow.
Wow. I remember that show. And I remember thinking, like, is that a good name? Is that derogatory towards white people? Yeah, you know what I mean? As a kid, like, I knew what it was about, that they were trying to say that this white guy was, like, cool and he was helping out, you know, black people in the hood. But I was like, yeah. White Shadow just doesn't sound right.
Aren't we kind of sick of, like, the white people going to help other
people?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, now. But back then, it was novel.
Yes. Okay. Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Which one is she?
She's the older one. She was 90 years old. She was the grandmother.
Wow.
But she did a lot of stage work.
Okay.
And she was always...
She's old school.
Yeah, she's old school, and she was always taking classes, too. She would always continue to improve herself by taking acting classes.
I'll have to look up some of her stuff, because I did not like watching that show. I can't deal with Kermit the Frog. Sorry. Like, I can't do it. Unless it's actual Kermit the Frog. You can't just sound like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah. Let's see. So we talked about Prince, too. Mm-hmm.
So sad.
Were you crying? I cried.
I cried for that, and I cried for David Bowie. And whenever I hear the music, it's like I remember it all over again that they're not here, and it makes me really, really sad. Because they were geniuses. And they're not only that, their music really personally affected me. Like, when I was younger, I felt like they helped me get through, you know, those nasty adolescent years.
Yes.
And also, you know, Prince helped you get laid. Let's be honest.
Prince helped everybody.
He was a sexy motherfucker.
Yeah. He really did it. He did a lot of work for us.
The work he did alone for me between the ages of 21 and 28, I thank him.
Lonnie Mack, the blues guitar great who inspired everyone from Eric Clapton and Keith Richards to Stevie Ray Vaughan, died as well. So these bassists are dying.
All and these are these people being replaced by anyone?
And this is the thing. I was reading more about the deaths of all these people, and then it's this generation. They're all from the baby boomer generation, so they're all getting older and they're all dying. And it just seems like a lot of it is happening at once, just because there's a big population.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. And these are the people who we grew up listening to.
We grew up with. And they came from a different era where it was a different kind of training, different kind of way that they needed.
Pre-electronic. But also, the music industry was different. I don't know much about the music industry, but I was thinking today as I saw, you know, the original Dinosaurs of Rock, the Rolling Stones. Mm-hmm. To me, they're like Coca-Cola. They're like a huge corporation now.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. And they play music.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I blame the Rolling Stones for this. They're the first ones that sold out and sold their music to Microsoft.
Oh, really?
So they could use it in commercials.
I don't like that. It ruins it for me. Yeah. I was really upset to hear This Is How We Do It, which is one of my favorite songs, for like some kind of mobile phone company.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, that's not how we do it.
No, we don't do it that way.
Yeah. We do it in a garage, like with a DJ. We don't do it on TV for like T-Mobile or something.
Yeah.
So who else? Oh, Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali. Yeah.
But he had been suffering for a while, though.
Yeah, he had Parkinson's.
Yeah.
And then Bill Backer, the real-life Don Draper, who came up with the Coca-Cola's iconic "I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke" ad.
Really?
He
was Don Draper's based on him?
Yeah, I guess so.
I didn't really watch that show. That's one of those things that later on people be like, remember Mad Men? I'll be like, no.
Yeah.
I didn't. I don't care about those people. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry that the guy kicked it, but...
And Beth Howland, the actress who played Vera on Alice.
Oh, man. I used to love that show.
I did, too.
That show was great. Alice, was she a single mom? Is that what was going on?
Yeah, she's a single mom.
And she was taking care of business.
It's a new girl in town.
Yeah.
She moved back or moved somewhere. Either away from home or back to her hometown.
Back to hometown.
With her son, and she was waiting tables.
I remember. And I thought the son was cute.
Yeah.
He had that what we call a butt cut. It was hair parted down the middle, long on the sides.
Yeah, that's right.
Feathered ever so slightly.
Just slightly.
Not intentional, but intentional.
If you got a good butt cut,
yes.
Your hair would feather.
Yeah.
God, there's so many. The PM Dawn's Prince B.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, I love PM Dawn. I love that era of like kind of hippie hip hop.
Yeah.
Kinda like Ethereal out there.
Yeah.
De La Soul.
Who was it? Also, China died. China, the wrestler.
I didn't know that.
She was the female
wrestler.
Yeah,
I remember China.
She was in her 40s.
Was she from GLOW? Was it Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling or WOW? No, it was Women of Wrestling. China.
Something.
Wow. I'm so young. Doesn't say why.
No, I'm just... Gary Marshall.
Yes.
Legendary writer, director, and actor for Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Pretty Woman.
Ugh.
I know.
That's like a black mark on his resume for me, but sure.
I know.
There's this everything is wrong with that movie.
Yeah.
To take the Cinderella story, but throw in a prostitute.
Yeah, right?
And then Costanza. Like, all these things are wrong.
Miss Cleo, the famed TV psychic.
Yeah.
She died, too. 54. She had cancer.
That's,
So I'm sure she knew.
Yeah. What was going on. And I'm sure she also didn't know how celebrated she would be in her death, either. Mm-hmm. Because that was such a weird character.
Yeah.
That she played.
Yes. It was a character.
Yeah.
She knew it. But people didn't take it.
It's kind of like Flo from what are the commercials that Flo does? The woman, it's like car insurance.
Oh,
that
right.
Kind
yeah,
of
the
thing.
Progressive insurance.
Yeah, it's like it's like an improv character that
yeah,
just kept going.
Yeah, character that just is a...
Call me now, that kind of thing.
Darren Ward from Ice Road Truckers. I know some of you out here listeners here.
Darren Ward from Ice Road Truckers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Kenny Baker, Star Wars actor who played R2-D2.
Oh, no. So I didn't know someone played R2-D2.
Yeah, they sure did.
What else did he do? That's it? That's what he's best known for?
That's it. And it goes on and on this list. Alexis Arquette.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
A transgender activist and the Wedding Singer actress died September 11th.
I did not know that she was transgender.
I didn't know either. We all thought, what?
Well, I just thought...
Gay?
Yeah.
Cross-dressing?
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't really care that much, but I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And apparently she was involved in the movement for transgender acceptance and transgender rights, I'm guessing, mm-hmm. as well. Okay.
Another one that I cried for is Gene Wilder.
Oh, so sad.
Yes.
Really? All of his movies are some of my favorite movies.
Yes. Nothing like Young Frankenstein has to be one of my favorites.
Yeah, and also Give Me Some Blazing Saddles, though.
Yeah. <Come on. laughs> And then the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
It's creepy. To this day, I am creeped out by that movie.
But the young people will know him as that guy in the meme. Because they
use
his Willy Wonka meme. And they put whatever they want in there. So it's a picture of him.
So what does that mean? What does that character mean for people?
It's just whatever.
Craziness? Is it like an odd character
it's
kind
like,
of thing?
It's like, oh, did you ever think about it this way?
Okay.
And whatever they have to say in the meme. And it's just him.
Kind of reversal of.
Yeah. Agnes Nixon, the creator of the soap opera All My Children and One Life to Live.
Wow, both of those?
Yeah. Arnold Palmer, golf legend.
And drinker. I enjoy an Arnold Palmer myself on ice.
Yeah. Arnold Palmer. But it's what do you put in it to make it fun?
The booze?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Kevin Meaney, the comic.
No!
Yeah.
With his tight pants.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. He used to say that. That his mother would tell him not to wear his tight pants or something bad would happen. He died?
Yeah.
Also, he wasn't 60. That old.
He was, 60 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, but he was one that we watched growing up.
Yeah.
He was going to be like this giant.
Yeah.
Yes. And then Pete Burns, dead or alive singer for the song You Spin Me.
Wow.
Died at 57, cardiac arrest.
Yeah, what's going on? I guess these people are living fast.
Then Janet Reno.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
November 7th, after she had Parkinson's. Leonard Cohen, who...
Just passed recently.
Just passed on November 7th.
So sad. All these wonderful people.
So many. And I'm not even going through everybody.
Yeah, we're just touching upon the arts and entertainment people.
Florence Henderson, the Brady Bunch mom.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's very recent.
November 24th.
This is what happens when you don't pay attention to the mainstream media. I literally wait for stuff to come through Twitter. Like, that's when I see a hashtag RIP something. I'm like, oh.
I can't take it. I can't. These last couple of days of 2016.
Yeah.
Who else are they going to
leave? I don't know.
Who else is going to leave us?
I mean, I can see that if I were a very old person and I had done a lot in my life, I might be ready to go right now to just mm-hmm. to try to avoid
whatever
what is coming in 2017.
Yeah.
Also,
rest in peace. That was our in memoriam.
Rest in peace, people.
Maybe you could put some music underneath, some gentle.
Some swaying. So I want to go over some of the events that I picked out for 2016 that I thought were interesting, since we already covered the deaths. In January, El Chapo, Run, Chapo, run.
Oh, yes.
El Boy Chapo. Broke out. So
I kind of was on his side. He was the Mexican drug lord. Yeah, he was in prison.
He was the drug lord. I actually have a little information on him because I thought it was interesting. He was one of my runners up for Man of the Year just because he ran.
Yeah.
So he had, that was his second jailbreak. He's drug lord Joaquin El Chapo, which means shorty.
Yeah.
Short A, Guzman. He apparently they'd captured him. He was in jail and they're like, he's not getting out. And you know, whenever someone says he's never going to get out, he's got to get out. So he's one of the most wanted drug lords in the world. He smuggled cocaine, heroin, and meth into the U.S. through the Sinaloa cartel. He escaped jail by digging, or he had help digging a 1 mile tunnel from the showers to the outside. And then from what I understood, because the tunnel was so small, but it was so long, he had like a tiny bike. Like a crotch rocket or something like that?
You're kidding.
And he just fucking rode up. So it was the day before my birthday. And I remember because on my birthday, I saw the news that there was this idea that he'd just gotten on this little tiny bike and just rode out to freedom. Da-da-da. Before he got on the bike, they saw him pacing back and forth in the shower. He goes into the shower. He never comes out.
And they're like, where is he? Where did he go?
Obviously, everybody in that jail was helping him. You know what I mean? Because inmates are heavily watched. You can't be, and the showers is a place that, as an inmate, you're not going to be there for that long, frankly.
Unless, maybe someone's like, well, he's got some business to attend to.
Yeah, unless you have some business to attend to.
Right. So that he's a bad human being.
He's a bad human being.
But I was rooting for him to get out. For some reason, I just wanted him to get out. I think because Trump was also saying stuff like, we're going to get you. And he's like, no, we're going to get you.
Well,
and
I'm like, then when he got out, Trump was like, they better find where El Chapo is because he was scared he was coming for him. And that's maybe why we were rooting for him.
Well,
because how about not saying shit about somebody like El Chapo?
Yeah. Maybe El Chapo can come here and help us.
Yes, maybe El Chapo can. But he's back in jail now. It's interesting. I was doing a little research on his history. He's been in the game forever. He used to be really cute when he was young.
Oh, yeah?
He was like a regular guy.
Yeah.
And then his mugshots over the years, he just looks more and more like, you know, upset and,
well,
and just kind of losing
it. It's the lifestyle. I mean, it wears on you. But every time I heard his name, I thought of El Guapo from...
El Guapo. Well, this is El Chapo, what is it? Joaquin Shorty Guzman.
Yeah.
Some people consider him to be a hero. Others a gangster, but he is back in jail, and they say he will not escape a third time. I say he will escape a third time.
I say he will too. And we El Chapo.
Yes, if you want to do a podcast, he
if
did
you want
an
to come
interview.
On our podcast, you can. And if you feel like
helping
us out,
you can.
You know, I'm not wink, wink.
No. Very interesting thing about El Chapo. While he was out, at one point he managed to get an audience with Sean Penn, who brokered a deal for him to do like a long form interview with Rolling Stone. Like, really? Like, I can't get arrested. You know what I mean? This guy, whoever's doing the PR for this guy, I want to know. So run, Chapo, run. And the other thing that happened in January that I wanted to bring up was Zika.
The Zika virus. Oh, that came out. That was just like people, any woman of childbearing age or who was thinking of having children, I should qualify that, is terrified of
this. Was terrified. So they're saying, I think the World Health Organization is now saying that the Zika epidemic is over, but that doesn't mean it's not still happening. Mm-hmm. So basically it was spread by mosquito bites, and the Zika can be passed from a pregnant woman to the fetus, and infection during pregnancy causes some extreme birth defects. Not always, but in a lot of cases. No vaccine, no medication. And it's been reported as being in the southern part of the United States, but I haven't really heard much about it. It always makes me suspicious because when it's something like that spread by mosquitoes, how can you say where it is and where it isn't?
Yeah.
You know, like you don't know. So we were on vacation in South America and they're like, Zika virus, but nobody was talking about it. No one cared. So I got bit by tons of mosquitoes while I was there and I came back here and got bit by mosquitoes here.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as I'm concerned, it could be here.
Yeah.
In the Bronx.
Right. And then, and you could be getting bit again by mosquitoes there and passing it on
to
somebody else.
So that's my February.
We got the Ebola.
Yes.
Ebola
I forgot about
back.
Ebola. And people got all weirded out.
They said it was over with the whole, what is it, the spread of it. Remember, it was just bubbling up.
Yeah.
They said, okay, we got it under control. There's no new cases. And a period of time went by where there were no new cases. So we're like, ooh, the threat is over. Oh, it's back.
Well, what's going on with Ebola now? Anything?
I don't know.
These things fall silent and it makes me suspicious.
Yeah, it makes me scared.
I don't know how no one could have it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a virus. That's its entire thing. So in February, North Korea launched a long-range rocket into space, violating UN treaties and prompting condemnation from around the world. I remember that. And then what? Nothing happened. Mm-hmm. It's like they just shot it off. Nothing happened. And then also Zoolander 2 came out. No one gave an F. Also, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 2, Sword of Destiny came out. Also, no Fs given.
Nobody can. Movie. I didn't even know that happened.
Exactly. I remember when Zoolander came out because people were like, oh, it's been like 15 years.
And now it's...
Will anyone care? And they didn't.
No.
I didn't see it.
And nobody cared about the other one because Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon was great at the time.
It was great at the time, but it was such a long time ago. I didn't even get these offered to me by my bootleg lady at the local Irish pub.
Really?
Nope.
She didn't even,
try to give it to me. That's how I know when a movie's not doing well. When she just goes right by. You're like, hey, you don't want this. You don't want Zoolander 2. And... April, I have down that the Panama Papers. So everybody in the world found out that all the rich people were hiding all their money in Panama. And it affected a lot of celebrities, a lot of people in government around the world. But at the end of the day, what happened? Same thing that happened with Zoolander and Zika in North Korea. Nothing.
Nothing, because nobody cared.
Nobody cared. Like,
we got to move on to the next thing. Because everybody was focused on Harambe.
Mm-hmm. But gorilla. Also Prince died.
Yeah.
At the same time. So
Prince.
I remember the Harambe thing. It was so bizarre. So they shot a child somehow managed to get into the cage at the zoo.
Yeah, the child fell into the gorilla pit.
Which I don't understand because, you know, I was an elementary school teacher. I hated going to the zoo because I don't like zoos. But we would take kids to the zoo. And it's like, you have to keep an eye on them because children can't help themselves.
Yeah.
They see something cute. They see something cuddly. And then they go for it.
Yeah.
So this was a child that got into the gorilla's cage. The gorilla did nothing.
The gorilla took the child by the arm and then, like, booked it across the...
Are you serious?
I'm kidding. There's a video of it.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's just like... But the gorilla is just walking like a gorilla with this child.
It's a small gorilla. Someone left it there.
And it was just like there's, like, water down there, so he's dragging him through this puddle of water.
Jesus Christ.
And then it's just standing there with him. But everybody's screaming and yelling, so the gorilla's like, what?
Everyone should have just been quiet.
Yeah.
And not freed the gorilla out. So why didn't they just sedate the gorilla?
They were afraid that it would take too long for the gorilla to be sedated and it might start reacting and become violent or something.
And so they shot it.
Yeah.
And this is why we should not have animals in a zoo.
Yes.
Like.
And then the parents were like put through the ringer. Like, you're bad parents. It's like.
Anything can happen.
Accidents happen.
They should be. Everyone should have been happy that the child didn't get killed. Although it's very sad the gorilla was killed. And that's why I say we shouldn't. We don't. That shows me that we don't know how to take care of animals. Mm-hmm. That's all I have to say about that. In June, the world, or some of the world, was surprised about Brexit.
Oh, Brexit, yes.
That certain people in Britain decided that they didn't want to be a part of the EU. Those people being the people who don't live in London. Mm-hmm. And they broke off.
This is the ultra-right conservative people are now... having a voice.
But also whatever their version of whatever we're calling the white working classes over there. So Brexit happened. And it's interesting, since Brexit, we have actually been looking into going to England because their currency has plummeted. So that's one good thing for it. But we will only be going to London. We will not be traipsing around areas that think that they don't want to be a part of the EU.
Right.
The following month in July, on July 22nd, everyone, a moment of pause, the final video cassette recorder was manufactured.
Oh.
So that's it. All you Luddites out there who have not transferred your shit over to DVD.
You better get
moving. Do it now.
Do it now because it's over.
We still have a couple of VHS tapes at home that certain people, not myself, refuse to convert over. And I think we still have it. We must still have a VCR somewhere. I remember the top loader ones, do you?
Yes.
If you have to, like, put it in and, like, push it down.
Push it down, and it just
sinks
down like
that. And then you would get fined if you didn't rewind it before you took it back.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Those are terrible. I'm glad we don't have that anymore.
I transferred all of my videotape to DVDs, but I have two of the VHS I keep just because I want
to. You better get one of these last recorders. A Japanese company, Funai, has made them.
Oh, well, I don't need to watch it from there because I have the DVD.
Oh, you have the DVD. This is more like nostalgia.
Yeah, hanging on to it. That's what I want to do.
In August, the Olympics happened in dirty-ass Rio.
Oh, right. And everyone was like, this is, look at the pool water. It's nasty. The pool, the ocean, everything.
Zika, people were freaked out by it. Right. The air, the water. But they made it through anyway.
Oh, and then there was the Disney gator attack as what? Well. Remember this? Disney, they're walking by this little, like, little pond or cove area or something.
In the park. Oh, no, I do remember this now. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They were in the Disney castle. There was a lake. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
It was a lake.
There was a body of water, man-made or otherwise.
And it was the evening, and they were walking by the water, and they said, you know, no swimming, no, don't go in there.
Because Florida, people. Florida.
Yeah. But
it's like Gator Central.
The parents were there with their two-year-old who was standing by the water, and a gator came out and...
Tried to chomp it?
Killed
the kid. Did he yell Harambe? It killed the kid? It
killed the two-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What? People? Really? That's terrible.
Yeah. So, it's like, but it, that's, again, another terrible accident.
It is. But once, what can you do? These things happen.
Yeah.
Once again, stay away from dirty, like, stay away from water that you can't see. And that's what we were taught.
Yeah.
When we were kids. Very interesting.
Then there was, we didn't forget the terrorist attack in Brussels.
Yes, the terrorist attack in Brussels. I also have in here September, this was a death that was skipped over somehow. Gabrielle Amorth, Italian Catholic priest and exorcist.
Oh!
Passed away.
Was he the one the movie was based on?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure. He was born in 1925, and it just says priest and exorcist. I have to look into that. I'm pretty sure it's the same guy, though.
Should be him.
Because who else gets the title exorcist? I wonder if it says that on his grave.
I would put
priest
that on mine.
Priest and exorcist.
I would put it on mine. Then there was the terror attack in France where the terrorist drove the truck into the
people. Yeah, was that? Oh, it was terrible.
Another horrible thing is Kanye West planned to record some David Bowie songs. And everyone's like, no.
Please don't. Please don't.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't.
Yeah, don't do that.
Like, I don't know if I could. I said it three times. I can't say it again. Also, in November, Fidel Castro, 16th prime minister and 17th president of Cuba, kicked it.
That's right. It's the end of an era.
And it's so bizarre because as soon as he died, we were looking at the media around it, talking about all the great things that he did. I'm like, well, talk to Cubans.
Mm-hmm.
See how they feel about it. The guy was vilified
yeah.
in life. And as soon as he's dead, because he's a leader... And this is how we do things.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, the respect comes pouring out, even though people were trying to destroy everything that he was doing down there. Do you have anything else for November and December? I looked up a couple of the best things for this year. The best digital health and fitness product of the year of 2016.
Oh, what is it?
It is Oh My Bod Love Life Crush. This is a device that's designed to improve women's sexual function.
Nice.
By training their Kegel muscles.
Oh, good.
It looks like it's the shape of two light bulbs if they were stuck together. That's not very good.
No.
And apparently you put it inside.
Oh, so it's end to end.
Yeah, end to end.
The bulbous ends are on either end.
Yeah, it looks like infinity.
Okay.
You insert this. There's a
I was going to say something, but...
There's a, like, some kind of a long node that comes out of it. And then I think it attaches to your phone. I hope not. I think it's just a signal. I hope it's a signal. And then you proceed to Kegel it, and okay. It lets you know how you're doing. So it's kind of like those strength tests at an amusement park where you have to squeeze as hard as you can.
Yes. Okay.
It says fitness technology is breaking down borders, I'll say. Into new territories, gadgets that strike on otherwise taboo. Also, I just wanted to bring up our boys and women, although I haven't seen any women that actually work there, at Boston Dynamic.
Oh, yes. What's going on?
They came out with Spot and Spot Mini. Spot Mini, that was the weird, it was like their pack animal. It had the head of a goose on like on a snake's neck.
What?
Do you remember the thing?
And
it could put away a sink. It could go to the sink and put away a glass.
Yes.
Now they've retooled it. It can serve you a beer.
Oh.
See, as well.
These are the functions that we need.
And it's getting even smaller. So that they want to make it even
smaller
and more agile.
Where is it going to go?
I have no idea. They also worked on the robot Atlas, the humanoid, the one that they pushed it over with sticks.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched the videos that they came out in January or February, and it was really clunky and it looked like it couldn't move quickly. So the videos that just came out in December, everybody need to go Google this Boston Dynamics Atlas humanoid robot walks gingerly over rubble. I'm watching this thing and I'm
it's like Baryshnikov.
Yeah. You're looking at it and you're saying, if this thing was wearing clothing and a hat, it would look exactly like the movement, the gait is like a human.
Oh my gosh.
Indistinguishable. So it steadies itself. It steps gingerly. It's walking across rubble, one, you know, foot at a time. It slowly puts the foot down. Mm-hmm. Then it steadies itself with its hands by wavering back and forth. It's creepy. This is definitely Skynet. Definitely it's Skynet. Because before you could tell, it was uncanny. Now it's becoming less uncanny.
Less uncanny. So yes. They're slipping in unnoticed.
Yes. They're slipping in unnoticed.
Well, I'm still not a robot, Jaquetta. I just want you to know.
You say that.
Hey, you know it is a free podcast, free of charge, FOC.
Free as a bird, free falling even. Well, it's free for listeners.
We put a lot of hard work into this.
Editing and online hosting is frankly thirsty work. It gets pretty dry in this studio. And you know we love a tasteful white wine. If you like our style, consider buying the gal a drink. We've added a PayPal donation button to heyyouknowit.com so you can show us some love with a one-time or recurring donation to cover a little something from the vine.
For $5, you'll be hooking us up with a happy hour glass of tasteful white wine, a 4-ounce pour. For a 10 spot, we can split a bottle of wine from the bodega across the street. For $15, we can kick it with a jug, because who are we kidding? For $25, you'll be making our dreams come true with a box of tasteful white wine concealed with a Mylar skin. Mmm, box of wine.
Also, another technology news, the Samsung galaxies were exploding all the time everywhere.
Right? That's right. It was like you're not even allowed on the plane with it.
No, they made an announcement on the plane that I was on. They're like, if anybody has one of these, you're going to have to throw it away right now, basically. But one of the funniest things I saw for Halloween this year was a flight attendant dressed up as one.
Yeah.
With the flames. She had like some cellophane paper and she was a flaming Samsung Galaxy.
That's funny. I like that a lot.
It was good. What else do you have?
I have a couple of good things that happened.
Oh, great.
Because there was so much awful that was going on this year. They said hugging hedgehogs in Tokyo. Huh?
Are they small?
So housed in the same building where you can play... you can pay to cuddle rabbits.
Huh?
There's a hedgehog cafe.
How do rabbits feel about this?
Yeah. People are lining up outside it. It's called Harry. That's the nickname for this place.
Mm-hmm. Harry?
It's a play on the Japanese word for hedgehog. It's okay. A 30-minute petting session that'll cost you 1,000 yen. It's just like $10.
Okay.
So
that's not bad.
It fulfills a need, and there's a Japanese word, ayasaru.
Okay.
I wouldn't know. That, which means emotional and psychological recharging. So in crowded urban dwellings where pet ownership may not be feasible for some people, you can go and pet animals.
I like that idea.
Hedgehogs are adorable, especially when they eat something they like. They make little yummy noises.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never petted a hedgehog before. Have you ever seen one?
I've just seen video.
I saw one once years ago in England, and it was the cutest thing that I ever saw that made me sick. You know what I mean? It was so cute that I was like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, it was adorable.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's just cute. It was just on the ground, like, scurrying a little bit. And I thought, this is so cute. I'm out of here.
Yeah. We talked about the reaction that you get when things are so cute that you want to, like, fight it or kill it.
You can't stand it anymore.
Yeah, because you're so emotionally swayed to the soft side that you have to balance yourself out. And you're like, I got to bite it.
So it's interesting to me that in a year where I felt like there's been overwhelming amounts of aggression coming from certain segments of the population, we also have things like this where people need a cat cafe. Mm-hmm. They need hedgehog cafe. They need puppies. And, you know, like, they need the rabbits. Like, this is where we should be going.
Yes.
Right? Towards this more cute, cuddly, relaxation kind of ideas. Don't cuddle with people, though. We've already talked
about. We talked about the cuddle parties we've addressed. These are parties... especially in New York, where you can sign up and show up and be in, like, pajamas and just hug people.
Yeah. And also known as fondling.
Yeah.
That's my party.
It's not supposed to be sexual. It's just human touch. But we are thoroughly creeped out.
The cuddle party of 2016 is going to emerge with the fondle fest of 2017.
Here's another thing. In the Middle East, there's government-backed happiness initiatives.
Wow. Anything but to really improve people's standard of living.
Yeah,
huh?
In the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed found or designated the nation's first minister of happiness, giving her a mandate to create social good and satisfaction.
Okay. Don't they know that that's a byproduct of other things? Yeah. All right.
So the chief of happiness and positivity officers.
Oh, doesn't that sound Orwellian?
They're going to the UK for a 5-month training program.
I bet they
on
are.
The science of spreading happiness.
Why do they have to leave their country to do it?
Yeah.
This is, they're a very advanced society yeah. and culture. But they're going to learn from the British? I'm sorry. Probably some of the most dour people
yeah.
ever. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so they're training people to be officers of happiness. Maybe they're going to find out different ways to do this. I think, you know what? After, with the way everything is going, why not?
Why not? I just hope that they don't crack down on stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not happy enough. Keep
yeah.
dancing.
Yeah.
I have something that's actually good, too. And no one is talking about this. We know all of the great and not so great things Obama has done since he's been in office. But mm-hmm. no one is talking about the fact that in October, President Obama unveiled the IFD, Interplanetary Frontier Directive.
What?
That's aiming to expand human presence throughout the solar system. He's also been encouraging NASA, which I thought was just going the way of the dodo, mm-hmm. to focus on deep space exploration with the ultimate goal of getting humans to Mars by 2030.
Which wow.
is awesome. The administration also directed NASA to work with the commercial space industry to develop habits to safely house astronauts during long trips. And then Trump says he has a similar plan for it, but he's going to explore, he wants humans to complete exploration of the entire solar system by the end of the century, which lets me know that he doesn't know the first thing about how big the solar system is.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a planetarium.
And check it out.
Yeah, have a word with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
Please have a word.
Oh, it's because it's huge.
Really?
It's a word you love.
And yeah, like the entire solar system? Sure. Let's do that. Let's get right on that. That makes
yeah.
a lot of sense. That's totally going to happen. What
Unreal.
Else?
Unreal.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's another couple of things that have happened that we should celebrate. The Japanese scientists discovered a bacteria that can eat plastic.
Thank goodness.
Right.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. So they found a bacteria that can do this. It can degrade the product. And
what does it do? Like, where does it go?
In their bellies.
Is it satiable? What happened to the plastic bag I just had? I don't know.
It's gone now.
I ate it. Yes, this bacteria ate my plastic homework that I printed out. Sorry. I love that. Could they come up with something that eats petroleum?
I would love that. And then there's another one where a paralyzed man regains control of his hand, but it's done by the way of a chip inserted into his person.
Wow.
Into his brain.
Okay. I'm like, excuse me?
So the chip is in his brain and it helped him regain control of his hand. So it didn't cure the paralysis.
Uh-huh.
But it
because
still,
he can use his hand. That's awesome.
He just bypassed his nerves and was able to do it. I'm not a doctor, so I can't really.
But I play one on the podcast.
Yeah, so it's not a viable cure, but it's something.
I always designate a man of the year.
Oh, wait. Before, we didn't address that Trump is president.
Oh, yeah. And then the worst thing that happened this year
is very much
the election of Donald J. Trump. I don't know that J stands for jackass, I think.
Yes, he
jump up
is
Joker.
One or more of the horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yes, he could be. His hair might be one, and then underneath his hair, he might be the second one.
Yeah.
So that is the worst thing that's happened, not just to our country, but I think to the world
yeah.
because we are such a world power. Now it's scary.
Yeah.
You know? So we'll see
so
what
good
happens.
Good luck to all of us.
Yeah, good luck to all of us out there. And with that, I'd like to designate for my man of the year of this year is Smod. That is a sweet meteor o' death that everyone was wishing for, that people were thinking about voting for. Sweet meteor of death, I look forward to thee.
Yes.
Coming soon.
Right, yeah.
That is
come
the man
on by.
Of the year. People just, a lot of people just said end it. End it. 2016.
Please.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas.
emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks.